back. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. For the first time since he left office, former President Trump returns to Washington. Today, he'll address a summit of conservatives, including some ex-advisors who could help him make another run for president, as investigations the former president calls fake and phony continue into his conduct before and during last year's Capitol riot. Ex-chief of staff for then-Vice President Pence, Mark Short, testified before a grand jury.
Short was with Vice President Pence January 6th as he hid from rioters who had taken over the Capitol. We do know the Justice Department's been investigating supporters of former President Trump trying to overturn the election results. And Short has told the House January 6th committee Pence had communicated to the former president he didn't agree with those efforts.
Fox's Jill Nato. Pence also back in D.C. now addressing a conservative student group.
Big tech, big media, big government, even big business have locked arms to advance a pernicious woke agenda.
He and the former president have clashed lately, backing different Republicans in several state primaries. Firefighters have slowed the spread of a massive California wildfire that's burned 55 homes and buildings near Yosemite National Park. Up to 20 houses were destroyed or damaged in Bald Springs, Texas, when a lawnmower sparked a grass fire. As it spread, people ran out to turn their sprinklers on in their yards.
The flames and stuff that I'm scared is going to jump over here and catch a grass fire, so I'm just trying to keep the ground moist. And
the principal at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, has been put on administrative leave more than 2 months after the shooting that left 19 students and two teachers dead. School board president Luis Fernandez said last night,
"We weren't the only ones that messed up, but I will take ours that we messed up as well. We did."
The board has delayed the start of the new school year until early September. The rift between the U.S. and Russia over the Ukraine invasion now extends into space. Russia says after 2024, it'll leave the International Space Station. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
On Wall Street, there is some selling this morning. The Dow is down 125 points. The NASDAQ is dropping 120. The S&P 500 losing 22 points. We just got an update on consumer confidence for July, showing yet another decline, less than what we saw in June when it was at the lowest mark since February of 2021. Now, President Biden, who is still isolating with COVID while saying he feels good, is throwing cold water on talk about a slowing, worsening economy.
We're not going to be in a recession, in my view. The employment rate is still one of the lowest we've had in history. It's in the 3.6 area.
He and his economic team maintain we're not in recession, even if the GDP report Thursday shows a second straight quarterly decline, which is a widely accepted definition of recession. Now, ahead of that report, Fed policymakers are meeting today, getting ready to take action again to fight inflation tomorrow.
At the conclusion of their gathering on Wednesday, Federal Reserve officials are likely to hit a key milestone with an interest rate hike that effectively ends pandemic-era support for the economy. Central bank officials have signaled that they plan to raise its benchmark interest rate by 0.75 percentage point, as they did in June in what would be the fourth rate increase in 5 months, or they could possibly hike rates by a larger full percentage point increase in an effort to tame hot inflation running at a four-decade high. Chairman Jerome Powell will deliver remarks on the Fed's decision at a news conference Wednesday afternoon. Hilary Barsky, Fox News.
Checking the price of oil, it is up more than a dollar. It's back over 98 bucks a barrel, while gas drops a 42nd day in a row from the record. AAA's national average for regulars now under $4.33 a gallon. That's 69 cents less than the all-time high. Still a $1.17 more than a year ago. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.